Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I am coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today. Well, it is time for us to learn from Don Cooper and what he's going to be teaching us about the four beliefs that are crippling ourselves. And let me hop over here and bring him onto the switchboard. How are you doing today, Don?
Great, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So, you know, I read a tweet this morning about sales without selling, and it made me kind of shake my head. Am I being too judgmental, or am I missing a profound meaning there?
You're not being too judgmental. That is a common issue because there are so many negatives wrapped around selling and other ideas that go along with selling, and they prevent people from selling effectively. There are four beliefs that far too many of us have that prevent us from being effective in business and in selling. And all too often, we're not even aware of these beliefs because they reside at a subconscious level. We have been indoctrinated with these beliefs since we were kids. We often aren't even aware that we believe these things, and yet our beliefs impact our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So the first step is to understand what these beliefs are and look at yourself and see, am I suffering from this belief? And then looking at how to overcome it. So I want to look at each of these four beliefs that are crippling your sales. Number one belief, money is bad. So Michelle, complete this sentence for me. Money is the root of all...
Oh, most people say evil, and I smack them upside the head when they do that.
Exactly. And even though that's not the actual quotation, it's the love of money is the root of all evil, we're still equating money with evil. And the fact is, the love of money is not the root of all evil. Love of money is great because money itself is great. Money is freedom. Money is power. Money allows you to do things that benefit yourself, your family, your friends, society at large. Poor people can't do a whole lot. Rich people can do whatever they want. That's why being rich is so good. And yet, rich people are constantly portrayed in the media, in novels and movies and TV shows as being mean, selfish, uncaring, dishonest. Typically, whoever's rich got rich by being dishonest or somehow hurting other people. While the poor people are always portrayed as being noble, being honest, being hardworking, being good people. And that's the dichotomy. Poor people are good. Rich people are evil, and that's not the case at all. Money doesn't make a person evil, and you don't need to be evil to get money. Money is good. It is the result of doing things that benefit other people. Kelly Nyland once said, money is good. Every dollar in your bank account is a reflection of the people that you've helped, and that's 100% correct. So the first thing to understand is that money is not bad. Money is good. Number two, business is bad. Again, when you watch a movie, read a novel, watch a play, watch a TV show, notice who the villains are. Almost always, the villains are business people. They might be defense contractors. They might be corporate CEOs. But by and large, the villains in popular fiction are businesses. And so we grew up watching this stuff, reading this stuff from comic books up through blockbuster movies, and we begin to associate business with evil. Businesses exist to hurt and rape and pillage and destroy, when in fact that is the farthest thing from reality. Businesses do amazing work. Businesses are what fuel the growth of any society, what fuel the growth of any economy. Businesses provide jobs. Businesses invent. Businesses create. It was business people like Henry Ford that figured out how to automate processes and make products more affordable for people all over the world. It was people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and a lot of others that created the computer revolution, that created computer hardware and software that revolutionized the entire world. businesses do amazing things. Business is inherently good. Ayn Rand once said, economic power is exercised by means of a positive, by offering men a reward, an incentive, a payment, a value. Political power is exercised by means of a negative, by the threat of punishment, injury, imprisonment, destruction. The businessman's tool is values. The bureaucrat's tool is fear. And she's absolutely correct. A lot of people don't like and don't trust businesses. They believe businesses are bad. They put their trust in government. The fact is, however, businesses don't drop bombs on people. Businesses don't use poison gas on people. Governments do this all the time. Governments work by coercion, by force. Businesses can't force you to do anything. You always have choice. Businesses have to work honorably and honestly in order to survive and grow. If you're in business, that means you are doing honest and honorable work. So understand, business is not bad. Business is good. Belief number three, selling is bad. Again, look at popular media. Salespeople are always portrayed as being slimy, smarmy, sleazy, insincere, manipulative, dishonest. Whether you're talking about Dilbert or you're talking about the latest blockbuster movie, invariably the salesperson is portrayed as being somehow sleazy and underhanded. And so we get the idea that's what sales is. Sales means lying to people to force them to buy stuff they don't want to buy. The reality is the exact opposite of that. Selling is honorable, ethical. Understand what selling truly is. When I teach seminars on sales, I teach people that sales is helping people acquire the things they want and need for a better life. That's what it is. We are facilitators. We are advocates. We are counselors. We're helping people to figure out what they want and need in order to solve some kind of a problem or achieve some kind of a goal. And we're helping them acquire those things. That's what selling is. It's providing a service to people to help them improve their lives, their businesses, their families. I have long said that sales is service and service is sales. They are one and the same. So when you are selling, you are serving. And the fourth belief is profit is bad. Too many people believe that profit equals greed and that somehow profit comes at the expense of customers. That couldn't be further from the truth. Too many people don't understand what profit is. And because of that, they feel guilty when it comes to profit. There are a lot of people that believe profit shouldn't exist. They want a profitless world. They somehow believe everyone should work for free. The reality is, though, that profit is an incentive. Profit is proof that what you are doing is of value to others. In fact, what profit is part of the difference, not all of the difference, simply part of the difference between what it costs you to provide a product or service and the value your customer derives from it. Again, not all that value, only part of it. So if what you produce, you sell for $100, somebody buys it for $100, they're getting more than $100 out of value out of that. They might be getting $150, $200, whatever, but they're getting more value from that than they are giving up in money, and that's your profit. Think about this. If you sell something that costs $10,000, and by buying it, the company you sell it to makes $1 million, you may have made a few thousand in profit. That business, though, has made hundreds of thousands of dollars because of that. That's a massive difference in value. You're not getting all of it, only part of it. That's profit. Profit is proof that what you are doing is of value to other people. And what you're receiving in your profit is a portion, typically a small portion, of the excess value they're getting from it. So profit is powerful. Profit is valuable. Profit is essential. Calvin Coolidge said civilization and profit go hand in hand because profit is incentive. And we don't do anything without incentive. Incentive is what drives us. So those are the four beliefs that if you have them are crippling your sales. Money is bad, business is bad, selling is bad, and profits are bad. It's important to understand that these things come from small-minded people who don't understand the truth. They live in fear, hatred, jealousy, and they teach this stuff to others either because they don't realize they're wrong or because they're so consumed with fear, hatred, and jealousy. If you want to overcome these beliefs, here are some resources. Look at some books by Napoleon Hill or Ayn Rand or Catherine Ponder or Randy Gage. All four of these authors wrote a lot about prosperity consciousness and will help you to undo these beliefs that have been pounded into us since the time we were children. Again, look for books by Napoleon Hill, Ayn Rand, that's A-Y-N, Rand, R-A-N-D, Catherine Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R, and Randy Gage, R-A-N-D-Y-G-A-G-E. Of the four of them, I believe Randy's the one who's still currently alive. His website is randygage.com. Check that out. He's got all kinds of amazing resources that will help you improve your prosperity consciousness and replace these negative beliefs with much more positive beliefs.
Well, Don, you know, I want to thank you so much, and I want to acknowledge while you're still here on the air, we appreciate the fact that you have been delivering us consistently really thought-provoking, powerful, strong thinking around sales for us for the past 3 years. We're very grateful.
My pleasure, Michelle.